From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Vacationers, including 70-year-old Landy Patton, have been told to leave North Carolina's Outer Banks as Hurricane Earl approaches.
You feel dumb leaving when you're here, but the authorities say we need to do it, so I want to respect the authorities.
Earl has gained strength overnight as a Category 4 storm and now with sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports the storm is heading north and forecasters warn tropical storm force winds will hit North Carolina's coast later today.
North Carolina officials have expanded mandatory evacuation orders for the barrier islands, with Earl forecast to pass just off Cape Hatteras, and President Obama has declared a state of emergency there ahead of the storm. The National Hurricane Center is still trying to pinpoint just where Earl will go. Forecasters say even a small deviation from the current track could significantly impact spots all along the East Coast. Warnings and watches are in effect from North Carolina to Delaware and now include New Jersey and the coast of Long Island. New York officials are prepared to open as many as 50 shelters. In Virginia, the National Guard has been activated. Thousands of tourists have heeded the warnings and left, but officials are concerned that some residents are not taking the storm seriously. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
BP crews are preparing to start removing the cap and blowout preventer from the top of the ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports replacing the 1 million pounds of equipment will likely take several days.
National Incident Commander Thad Allen says vessels and equipment are at the well site to replace the blowout preventer now that storms have subsided.
We are making preparations right now to take advantage of that weather window, which we believe will last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, potentially into Sunday, to remove the blowout preventer.
The capping stack will be first to go. The failed blowout preventer will follow. When the new unit is installed, work will begin on pumping cement into the well from the bottom. Allen says that must be completed before he declares the well is dead. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming. In New Orleans,
Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are to hold face-to-face talks on Mideast peace in Washington today, hosted by the Obama administration. Abbas says he is committed to success, speaking here through an interpreter.
It is time that a Palestinian state be established with sovereignty side by side with the state of Israel. It is time to put an end to the struggle in the Middle East.
Netanyahu says Israel wants a new paradigm.
We don't seek a temporary respite between outbursts of terror.
He says Israel wants a permanent end to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. From Washington, this is NPR News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke appears later today before a commission exploring the fallout from the nation's financial crisis. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the topic of the day is too big to fail, the idea that some institutions are so important it's assumed the government will have to bail them out.
Fed Chairman Bernanke was one of the key players in the frantic days when it seemed like the whole financial system might collapse. He was involved in government rescues of Merrill Lynch, AIG, and Bear Stearns. The fear at the time was that if they failed, panic might spread. The Bipartisan Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission is likely to ask Bernanke about why certain institutions were saved while others were not. Another question, did those extraordinary steps create the expectation that some firms really are too big to fail? Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Businesses may have squeezed just about all they can out of their workers as they try to save money in a tough economy. The Labor Department's new figures show worker productivity falling by the largest amount in 4 years and labor costs rising. That may negatively affect business profits, but it also could mean employers will need to hire more people to get the jobs done. The latest unemployment figures suggest the rate of job cuts may not be increasing. The Labor Department says the number of people applying for new unemployment benefits is down for a second straight week, and the less volatile 4-week average is also down. Still, claims are quite a bit higher than they would be in a healthy labor market. Tomorrow, the Labor Department puts out its employment report for the full month of August. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support